الرحمن الرحيم فإن عارضوا فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا إن عليك إلا البلاغ.
In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained the condition of the believers and the non-believers on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah ended that discussion that accept the word of Allah and submit to Him. And then now Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that after you have been sent as a messenger, and the work of the messenger is to carry the message. And once you have done that, you don't have to feel sorry, and you don't have to feel in any way guilty that you have not done your work. You have completed your mission, you have delivered the message fully. If the people don't believe now, it is up to them. فَإِنْ عَارَضُوا پھر اگر وہ مو پھیرے. If the people turn their faces away from your teachings, they don't accept your teachings, they don't follow what you are saying. فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَنِيمْ حَفِيظًا تو تجھ کو نہیں بھیجا ہم نے ان پر نگہبان. Then we have not sent you as one who is responsible over them. That it was your duty to see that they bring iman and they come on the right path. That was not at all your duty. Your duty was only in عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ. تیرا ذمہ تو بس یہی ہے پہنچا دینا. Your work was only so much to convey the message, and that you have done, and you have done it fully, and you have done it with great enthusiasm, and with great feeling from your heart, and you have with great conviction you have done it, and you have fulfilled your mission. And you have completed your mission, and you have conveyed the message fully and completely. وَإِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِحَ بِهَا. Also, yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains that the reason for the people not accepting the message of Allah is no connection with Allah, or a very weak connection. Non-believers have got no connection with Allah Ta'ala. Believers who have got a weak connection, that is why they don't follow on deen, they don't practice on deen. So Allah Ta'ala says, and the condition of this, of the signs of a person not having a connection with Allah Ta'ala, اور ہم جب چکھاتے ہیں آدمی کو اپنے طرف سے رحمت اس پر پھر پھولا نہیں سماتا. And whenever we give a person, any insan, yeah, Allah has used the general word for any human being, when we shower our favors upon him, then he can't stop boasting about it and being arrogant. And in fact, he carries on, he does not even attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. He carries on as though it is his own achievement, and he cannot just stop boasting and gloating about it. وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيَّاتُمْ إِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. اور اگر پہنچتی ہے ان کو کچھ برائی بدلے میں اپنے کمائی کے. And when some difficulty and hardship comes upon them, and that also between parentheses, that it is on account of their own doings, what they have done and brought upon themselves. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورَ. تو انسان برا ناشکر ہے. Then man is mostly unthankful to Allah. When Allah gives him his ni'mat, then he boasts and carries on as if it is his own doing. And when Allah tests him with some difficult conditions, then he becomes very depressed. And he in fact speaks against Allah Ta'ala also, that why has Allah done this to him, etc. So this person is and a mu'min, and it comes in the hadith, when goodness comes to him, he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He does not take the credit for himself. When difficulty comes, then also he remains composed, which we call sabr. He makes sabr and he remains composed, and he still carries on fulfilling the rights and the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So this, when ni'mats come, we don't make shukr. And then a person becomes very open in committing sin. He's committing sin left, right and center, and he makes no tawbah. And this person, that whenever any difficulties come, he cannot make sabr. These are the signs that he has got no connection with Allah Ta'ala. A person who has connection, whenever goodness will come, he will make shukr to Allah, and he will go more in the ibadat of Allah. When Allah tests him with some difficult conditions, he will make sabr, and he will carry on the fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Ta'ala, and he will not become depressed. And Allah Ta'ala is that being, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah ka raj hai, asmano mein aur zameeno mein. What Allah Ta'ala's kingdom and his rulership is in the heavens also and the earth also. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَى. Paida karta hai jo chahe. Allah creates whatever he wants to. Allah does not need. Scientists say that matter cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed. But Allah creates matter whatever he needs. Allah creates the raw material for it also himself and on the time. Allah does not need an architect, an engineer to go to the drawing board and draw up plans. Allah just says kun and it is. Everything comes into existence. So great is Allah. And amongst the signs of Allah's greatness, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا بَخَشْتَهِ جِسْكُ چَاهِ بَيْتِيَا. Whom Allah Ta'ala wants to, he gives daughters. Like Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had blessed with only daughters. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ اور بَخَشْتَهِ جِسْكُ چَاهِ بَيْتِي. And whom Allah wants to, he gives only sons. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah blessed him only with sons, no daughters. او يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانُ وَإِنَاثًا. Ya unko deta hai jhore, bete aur betiya. Or Allah, or if Allah wishes to, he gives them in pairs, girls and boys. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with daughters also, was blessed with sons also. And Allah in his wisdom did not let any son live till puberty, till he became baligh. For naturally a son can claim, or the people think that he is the inheritor and successor of his father, and then khatme nabuwat should have been in danger. And the people should have made the son another Nabi. That is the son, or he's the son of a Nabi, so he's also a Nabi. And then the khatme nabuwat, the seal of prophethood, that would have come into danger. So Allah did not, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had male issues also, but Allah did not let them live till puberty. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. Or kar deta hai jisko chahe banj. And whom Allah wants to, he gives no children whatsoever. Like Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, even when he comes back in the dunya, then they will not have any children. And this is general with all people also. These are just examples of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Innahu alimun qadir. Wohi sab kuch janta kar sakta. And Allah is the one who knows everything and who has the power to do everything. The main lesson in today's sabak was that we should have a strong connection with Allah. Then in everything a person will see Allah and make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Difficulties and hardship come, then that person will remain composed. He will make sabr. He won't take off with people in the family, with his workers, etc. He won't take out the grunt on somebody else. He will bear it and he will remain composed. And that a person does not become depressed in such conditions. وآخر دعوانا